This year we had the Yom Tovim came out on Shabbos, so on Saturday night we make Havdalah in the middle of Kiddush. So there's a discussion. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah min hamufkar to have an avuka for Havdalah, like a torch or something. So the shaila is, could I take two candles and put them together? Would that be appropriate? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes him in the Mario. Now, you know, the luck is you can't do shechita at night. Why? The concern is you're not going to see properly and you'll make the animal into nevela. However, if there's an avuka, then you're permitted to check. What's an avuka? If you have one candle in one corner and another candle far away in another corner, that's not an avuka. But if you have two candles next to one and next to each other, even though they're not intertwined, so it's still considered an avuka. There was a minig, the Rav used to say, Rav Salavashik, the minig and litta, but it's people at a chumrah, they wouldn't take the two candles and put them together. Why? Because if you assume like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's an avuka, so you don't need to. I guess if you're assuming it's not an avuka, so then maybe it's a mitzvah and a avuka. What's the concern? What's the problem with putting? What's the problem with putting two candles together? So someone is saying maybe it's machab, a little wax is, but it's going to spill down. So you're going to end up being mechaba. Others say it's havara, creating a new flame. So therefore, that was the minig in Europe. Since an avuka you could perform even without putting the candles together, so the Rav said that was the chumrah in Litva, that for Havdalah, they just put two candles next to one another. They wouldn't put them together in order because there's no need to. They already fulfilled the mitzvah of Dola min hamufkar with an avuka. I guess if you didn't, then the shaila is, then the problem would be anyway, maybe you violate Havara or Mechabeh.